Hello, and welcome back to your GCSE Physics Study Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're exploring one of the most elegant and historically significant experiments in all of physics, Brownian motion. And I promise you, by the end of this episode, you'll not only understand exactly what's happening at the microscopic level, but you'll be able to walk into your OCR exam and confidently answer any question they throw at you on this topic.
So here's a question to get you thinking. Imagine you're looking through a microscope at a tiny speck of smoke suspended in air. You haven't touched it, there's no wind, and yet it's moving, jittering, darting about in completely unpredictable directions. Why on earth would that happen? That, my friend, is Brownian motion, and it's one of the most beautiful pieces of evidence we have that matter is made of tiny, invisible, constantly moving particles. Let's dive in.
Let's start with the big picture.
Brownian motion is defined as the random, unpredictable motion of small particles suspended in a fluid, and that fluid can be either a liquid or a gas. The key word here is random. Not circular, not back and forth, not in a straight line. Genuinely random. Zigzag. Unpredictable. Every time you look, the particle has changed direction. That's what you need to say in the exam. Now, the story of this discovery is wonderful. In 1827, a Scottish botanist named Robert Brown was looking through his microscope at pollen grains suspended in water. He noticed the pollen was moving in this strange, erratic way. He initially thought, could the pollen be alive? Could it be swimming? But then he tried it with dead pollen, still moving. He tried it with dust particles, still moving. He couldn't explain it, and it remained a mystery for decades. It wasn't until 1905, nearly 80 years later, that a young physicist named Albert Einstein provided the mathematical explanation. And his explanation was this: the pollen grains were being bombarded constantly and randomly by the water molecules surrounding them. Those water molecules are invisible to us, but they are real, they are tiny, and they are moving incredibly fast in all directions. When more of them happen to hit one side of the pollen grain than the other, the pollen grain gets pushed in that direction. A moment later, more hit the other side and it gets pushed the other way. And so on forever. That's Brownian motion.
This is such an important concept that I want you to really picture it. Imagine you're at a concert, standing in the middle of a huge crowd. People are bumping into you from all sides. Most of the time, the pushes roughly cancel out and you stay roughly in place. But occasionally, by pure chance, more people bump into you from the left than the right, and you stumble to the right. Then more from behind, and you lurch forward. That's exactly what's happening to our smoke particle, except the crowd, the air molecules, are invisible. Now, let's talk about the specific experiment OCR expects you to know. The smoke cell experiment. This is the classic demonstration of Brownian motion in a gas. Here's the setup. You take a small glass cell, called a smoke cell, and you fill it with smoke. You shine a bright light through it from the side, and you observe it through a microscope from above. What do you see? You see bright specks of light, those are the smoke particles, scattering the light toward your eye, and those bright specks are moving, randomly, unpredictably, in a zigzag pattern. Now here's the critical point that examiners love to test. What you are seeing is the smoke particles moving. What you are not seeing, because they're far too small, are the air molecules causing that movement. The air molecules are invisible. They are much smaller than the smoke particles, and they are moving much faster. This distinction is absolutely crucial. I'll say it again. You observe the smoke particles, you infer the existence of the air molecules, you cannot see the air molecules directly. Why does the smoke particle move in a random direction? Because at any given instant, more air molecules happen to be hitting one side of the smoke particle than the other. This creates an unequal force, an unbalanced force, on the smoke particle, and it accelerates in the direction of the net force. A fraction of a second later, the situation has changed, more molecules hit a different side, and the particle changes direction. This is called unequal bombardment, or you might also say unbalanced collisions, and either phrase will earn you marks in the exam. Let me give you the key size and speed comparison, because this is something examiners specifically test. Air molecules are very much smaller than smoke particles. We're talking about a size difference of roughly 1,000 to 1. But air molecules are moving very much faster. At room temperature, air molecules are moving at speeds of around 500 meters per second. That's faster than a bullet. The smoke particle, by contrast, is relatively massive and slow. So even though each individual air molecule is tiny, there are so many of them and they're moving so fast that their collective bombardment is enough to push the smoke particle around. Now, what does Brownian motion tell us about the kinetic particle model? This is the synoptic link that OCR loves. The kinetic particle model, sometimes called the kinetic theory, states that all matter is made of particles that are in constant random motion. Brownian motion provides direct observable evidence for this model. Before Brownian motion was explained, the existence of atoms and molecules was still debated by some scientists. Einstein's mathematical explanation of Brownian motion, confirmed experimentally by Jean Perrin in 1908, provided some of the strongest evidence that atoms and molecules are real physical objects, not just mathematical conveniences. So when you're asked, what does Brownian motion provide evidence for? The answer is the kinetic particle model, or equivalently, the existence of atoms and molecules in constant random motion. One more concept to nail down. What happens to Brownian motion if you increase the temperature? If you heat the gas or liquid, the fluid molecules move faster. Faster molecules means harder collisions. Harder collisions means the suspended particles get knocked around more vigorously. So at higher temperatures, the Brownian motion becomes more pronounced. The particles move faster and over greater distances. This is a classic what-if question in the exam, and the answer always links back to the speed of the fluid molecules. Right, let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. The number one mistake I see candidates make, and it costs them marks every single time, is saying that the smoke particles collide with each other. They don't. The smoke particles are being hit by the air molecules. The cause of Brownian motion is always the invisible fluid molecules bombarding the visible suspended particle. Never say the smoke particles are hitting each other. Mistake number two, describing the air molecules as vibrating. This is wrong. In a gas, molecules do not vibrate. That's what particles do in a solid. Gas molecules move with rapid translational velocity. They travel in straight lines until they collide with something. So always say the air molecules are moving rapidly in random directions, not vibrating. Mistake number three, being vague. Examiners hate vague answers. Don't say the particle jiggles or wobbles. Use the correct scientific terminology. Random motion, unpredictable path, zigzag movement, unequal bombardment, unbalanced forces. These are the phrases that appear in mark schemes. Now, let's talk command words, because OCR uses specific command words that tell you exactly what kind of answer to write. If the question says state or give, you just need a short factual answer. For example, state what is meant by Brownian motion. Answer, the random motion of particles suspended in a fluid. That's it, one sentence. If the question says describe, you need to say what you observe. For example, describe the motion of the smoke particles. Answer, the smoke particles move in a random, unpredictable, zigzag pattern. Describe what you see. If the question says explain, this is where you need to give a cause and effect answer using the word because. For example, explain why the smoke particles move in a random direction. Answer, the smoke particles move randomly because they are constantly being bombarded by air molecules from all directions. At any instant, more air molecules hit one side than the other, creating an unbalanced force, which causes the particle to move in that direction. The direction changes constantly because the bombardment is random. Notice how I linked cause to effect with because. That's what earns the marks. For a four-mark explain question on Brownian motion, you typically need four distinct marking points. One, describe the motion of the smoke particle as random or zigzag. Two, state that the smoke particle is being hit by air molecules. Three, state that the air molecules are moving rapidly in random directions. Four, explain that the motion is caused by unequal or unbalanced bombardment on different sides of the particle. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. What type of motion do smoke particles show in a smoke cell experiment? Random, zigzag, unpredictable motion. Question two. What causes the smoke particles to move? Bombardment by air molecules. Question three. Can you see the air molecules in the experiment? No. They are too small to be seen. Question four. What does Brownian motion provide evidence for? The kinetic particle model, that particles are in constant random motion. Question five. What happens to Brownian motion if you increase the temperature? It becomes more vigorous because the fluid molecules move faster and collide with greater force. Question six. What is the key difference in size between smoke particles and air molecules? Smoke particles are much larger than air molecules, roughly 1,000 times larger. Let's bring it all together. Brownian motion is the random, zigzag motion of particles suspended in a fluid caused by unequal bombardment from the much smaller, much faster fluid molecules. You observe the suspended particle, the smoke, but you infer the existence of the invisible air molecules. It provides evidence for the kinetic particle model. At higher temperatures, the motion is more vigorous. In the exam, always use precise language. Random motion, unequal bombardment, unbalanced forces. Never say the particles vibrate or collide with each other. You've got this. Go back over your notes, try some past paper questions, and remember, every mark you earn on Brownian motion is a mark that comes from understanding one beautifully simple idea. Invisible particles, moving fast, bumping into bigger ones. That's it. That's physics. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.